Mr. Johnson? Good morning. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Excuse me, Your Honor. 176-319-GNDA-Johnson.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing this morning. And you were notified about this hearing on March 7th, and you signed a form. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the form that said the hearing would be today. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I have a natural person to myself, being indigent status.
Okay, you're representing yourself today, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so my left, at the far end is the Honorable Louie Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Next to me in the middle here is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on the other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse, and I will conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you'll see in a moment. There he is. He is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Johnson and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Johnson?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Johnson, the hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if it should be reinstated or revoked. Now, I do see that you had a probable cause hearing on February 27th, 2019, and at that time, the probable cause hearings officer found you in violation. Did you have anything to add to that, sir?
What I said,
no, we have a written report. We have a written report. That's why I'm just giving you the opportunity to add anything if you needed to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was going to reiterate my head. Why did you get out? I had an address approved to a halfway house for a Christian fellowship program. Well, I've been going back into my college, which my age degree. So I got to see my parole officer on release. This was forced before me that no, that I just been denied, and that I'm going to a B-rate house or something. My brother, a police officer, took me to B-rate house. B-rate house never was just as close. No one was there for me there. So he needed to arrest me somewhere that he thought was keeping me a shelter for the night. I went there, reported there, and luckily I built people living there tonight, and then the next morning I was trying to bus to go to Madison. At that point, they were going to stay. So the two places that I went to, no one would have there for me. And I didn't talk to this person and informed her about it. And then I got just overwhelmed and trying to fit. And I realized that was not the right way to do it. I should have contacted this person. I remember before I was doing my acting self and I was working for my AA, I had all the stars to go for. And I just had so many goals, you know. And I tell myself beforehand, you know, yeah, you're going to get one goal, two goals. The three is kind of more set me back to relax.
Okay, sir. So Mr. Johnson, I'm going to move this hearing into phase two, and you'll have the opportunity to explain anything that you want. But based on the findings of the probable cause officer and the Department of Corrections information contained in the warrant, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. All right, it's a motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreeing Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Johnson, we'll move into phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked at this point. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information. So just stay on the line there, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Johnson was released from ADC custody on 10-22-2018, NRS 715-2019, by Phoenix PD on new felony charges of theft of means. He's returned back to ADC custody on 1/14/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4/7/2019 with 75 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, shoplifting, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2001, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. 2002, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2005, shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. 2007, flight from raw vehicle, 2 years, 3 months. 2009, commitment E, count one, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, commitment F, count one, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, aggravated assault, 5 years. This is his sixth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Treacle Park. Prior terms on supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 25 days, arrested, reached CCD in custody. 2006, TIS release, failed to report, arrested 6 days later, reached CSED in custody. 2009, TIS release, arrested on new charges, reached CSED in custody. 2011, released, absconded for 11 days, arrested, revoked by VOEC. 2016, TIS release, absconded for 20 days, arrested on current charges, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with weapons, drugs, and sexual conduct noted. After his return to custody, he was found guilty of a minor disciplinary. Other arrest, 1995, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996, disorderly conduct, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G7, V8. Status of charges, per parole supervisor Underwood, the case was turned down for prosecution.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Mr. Johnson. We have some notes about what occurred, and you explained to us a little bit about what happened at Vibre, and I understand that.
13 days.
Okay. Yeah, good point. Mr. Johnson, before we go any farther, this hearing is your right, sir, but Mr. Neal has just pointed out to me that you only have 13 days left of time, and I doubt that you could be out any sooner. If the board voted to reinstate you, I don't think you would be out any sooner than to just kill. Did you want to just kill your number?
I really want to be there now just my AA. As I said, I had prior work for COT the whole 6 months. Me and business are working on a several cases today. I have a church facility with a pastor there, Chaplain Chalice from the unit.
So, you want to continue your hearing, sir? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. We'll continue your hearing then. Were you working at all while you were out, sir?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I have the check day one.
Okay.
I was sent up to the state to begin after I had approved the place.
Now, why do you say you're set up? I don't understand that.
I'm not saying set up, I'm saying here. I had a place 6 months prior to the week to get an address approved.
Well, sir,
to care of that.
You have a not a very good track record with respect to staying in touch with your parole officer. I see one, two, three times when you absconded, four times counting the present, and another time when you failed to report. So why would now be any different, sir?
It is, the record is horrible. Again, and going to places such as all the places I recommended in the past, and then not, Christian facilities, wise world tells me, and then I'm redirected to a TLC program, to a VEGA program, programs that are but the writing there is horrible, and I can't, no one of other people are using. I want to go to a Christian facility or a children's program. Not, I have the parole officer, my PO's there, don't put me to a place where there's a failure there. Put me somewhere and start playing, give me a fresh slate. And you never, I have to do the same thing every time, please send me somewhere, a Christian facility, education facility. When I come to USC, I do so well academically, where my AA will do us a lot of, and that's what I want to continue doing.
Okay, so.
I've always been among deaf, past the way I want to just change my life around, and I'm never ever up to you. I've got a score of agenda, and they contribute to the program like it was for relapse and drugs and alcohol.
So, Mr. Johnson, what's your drug of choice? What kind of drug do you use?
Marijuana, alcohol, cocaine.
Marijuana, alcohol, cocaine. And what were you doing the day that the Phoenix PD picked you up? What happened with that?
I was sleeping in the car, I remember this now. I was sleeping in this broke down car that was parked in the weeds at the side of us. I heard a lot, and I heard a sack of shelter. That morning, it was like 35, 30, 40 degrees, you know, or 35 degrees.
Right, it was cold. So where was the car? It was outside the shelter?
It was in a big lot, down the street from the shelter.
And whose car was it?
It was a family car. I jumped in, put that pigeon, set it there, and break it, and then it got shot.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have a question for you. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Johnson, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of without repeating something? You've told us quite a bit. Anything else, sir?
I don't want you guys to know how to be united in this position with the board members, especially me, but I'm not what I appear to be on paper. I really have someone who really wants to try. No one has ever worked for me in the past. Simply because of a place to stay. And I'm one of the ones, I want to continue my education. That's what's most important to me.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your statement. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public under the open meeting law. So just remain on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Johnson seems like a pretty smart guy, and I think he will be able to do well. He just has a horrible track record, and I, as one board member, can't support returning him to community supervision. And he will probably be out anyway, maybe sooner than if we did return him to supervision. So I'm going to suggest that we revoke his supervision, but I've listened to him.
I agree, Tom, that he's been released five or six times. These times he was arrested, escaped, arrested, or absconded.
Right. Right. So I will then, based on information in this warrant, which is 2018W3349, our conversation with Mr. Johnson, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Johnson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or companies, specifically by absconding and not maintaining contact with his parole officer.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Motion by myself, second. Mr. Johnson agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we're showing you a release date of, I think it's April 7th. So you've only got 14 more days to go. So we wish you the best. So I hope you're sincere about it. We don't want to see you in orange again. Next time we see you, I want it to be down at the grocery store or out in the park or somewhere like that, sir. So we wish you the best. And again, hope we don't see you in orange again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. If you just, your hearing's over, if you just lay the phone down and let that officer know that you're done. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.